Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Tzadi Beis 92, and we have a number of Yaradeya topics today that come up in the Bavli, and it comes up here in the Yerushalmi as we started to discuss two major ones that are discussed here in Trumas Daf Tzadi Beis. And one of them is a Mishnah that's quoted in the Bavli and has a lot to do with cooking in ovens, Bizban Hazeh. Okay, so first let's get into Tzadi Aleph and Beis. We're still up to Tzarim Shenaflu. So we're still discussing the previous Mishnah where we have the Truma Barley, the Seorim that fell into a bor of Mayim. So the Mishnah said on Tzadi Aleph Amen Aleph that if you have the Truma that fell into the bor of Mayim, even though that it got ruined, what's the it? That was the Meiri's discussion in Psachim and Beis. Pashtus, it seems like the water got ruined. Avavishavishu, Meimav Mutarin. Right? Is it Avavishavishu Meimav Mutarin? Or what got ruined? That's the pashtus. So why did it get ruined? Right? Even though it affected, Hivishu might mean affected, or does it mean ruined? So Avavishavishu Meimav Mutarin. So the Gemara here says this gets into the sugya of taste transfer that gives off a negative pungent taste. We know, we mentioned yesterday at the beginning of this year, that we have the principle called Tam Ki Iker. And that is, no Saint Tam is also a din, maybe Daraisa, maybe Darabanan, Machlokas Rishonim, but not only are Isurim Aser, Mamashus, actual, but even the taste. But, as we're about to see, that might only be if the taste given over is a positive taste. If it's a negative taste, so then it's still going to be, might not be Aser. Again, the item itself is Aser, even if it's negatively tasting. If somebody has a bug or a worm, right, that could be disgusting, but it's still Aser, right? Mamashus has no connection to no same Tam Lefgam. Tam, there's an issue of Lishvach or Lefgam. But if something's Aser, if I think, if pig is disgusting, or whatever the Isser is, it's Aser. That's not about no same Tam. But the issue that we're talking about now, that we're about to talk about, is taste transfer. Then there might be a chilek between giving over a positive taste, giving over a negative taste. And that's what the Gemara says here. So again, the barley fell into the water and it ruined it. And that's why the water could be still be a mutter. That's what the Meiri said yesterday from the story of Narvona. Kol nos neitam, or we're on Tzadi Aleph and Beis, by the two dots. Sarim Shenaflu. Kol nos neitam, bein l'shvach, bein l'fgam, aser divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir is machmir. Meir says, taste is aser. Taste is aser, even if it's no same tam l'fgam. Even if it gives off a negative taste, it gave off a taste. Does it taste like the aser? Yes. It was negative, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, it's still aser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Rabbi Shimon Omer, l'shvach aser l'fgam mutter. No same tam l'shvach, if it gives off a positive taste, that's aser. L'fgam mutter, if it gives off a negative taste, it's going to be mutter. And that's pashtus, our Mishnah, as we'll see. Let's just keep reading, and then we'll talk about this sugya. Amar Shimon Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Ma pligin, what is the machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Shimon? Rav Meir says, no sin tam l'fgam, again, giving off a negative taste is also aser. Rabbi Shimon says, no. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon. But what's the machlokas about? Bishbiach v'achar gach pagam. The machlokas is only where it first started, when the taste first went in, then it was positive, and then eventually it became negative. Sometimes right away it gives off a good taste, and then if you leave it there, it's gonna ruin it. So that's where the machlokas is. That's where Rabbi Meir says it's aser, because right when the taste went in, it was good. But Reish Lakish says, if right away it ruined it, it was pogam, even if it was mashbiach later on, still Rabbi Meir will be moded that is mutter. That would be mutter, because you go by right away, right when it went in, it was pogum, so then it doesn't have the status of an oser, and therefore it would be mutter. That is Reish Lakish Shita. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Ma pligin to the Rav Meir aser afilu brosin tam lefgam. When does Rav Meir say that? Behishish biach ve'acharkach pogam. Kigon shenasan latocha isa tapuach shel truma lechamsa. Like we saw yesterday, you could have used tapuach for a leavening agent. Vishbiach v'tchila. It started off doing something positive. V'chazav v'hosel latocha isa shechimsa yoser midai. But then you left it in there and it leavened it too much and it ruined it. So that's when there's a machlokas. Rav Meir said, since at the beginning it was hishbiach, kfar ne'esar delopaka isuro al yedei shenifgam. Just because you left it in too long, right? Sometimes you leave things in too long, it's good, and then it gets burned. right? So sometimes you have to check on things. And you leave something in the oven too long, then it gets ruined. So maybe that's where a mayor says aser. Avo paga meikara afer bimeir modeshamutter. Viafilu shishbiach lebasov, even if it was hushbach lebasov kigon. Shows if tavlon leochel. What if you added some other spices to kind of counter the pagam that happened, and now it's good? Betchilo pogam for batal iser. It's already pogam. So that's Rabbi Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish limits the machlokas. Rabbi Meir would agree if it was no sin tam levgam originally. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo shanya. Doesn't make a difference. He pagam, he ishbiach, he ishbiach, he pagam, he machlokas. Right? As Rabbi Meir says it across the board. Rabbi Meir would say it doesn't matter what order it is, and even if it's straight pagum. If it's straight pogum, look at the Mara Folta, he machlokes, to Oser Rabbi Meir, afilu pogim, itchila vatsof, from beginning to end, no sin tam levgam is Oser, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says that it is mutter. So that's a machlokes about the machlokes. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So now, with that background, so now we get back to our Mishnah. Who is our Mishnah like? Only like one opinion, or could it be like both opinions? Remember our Mishnah? You have all that barley that fell into water and ruined the water. So who is the Mishnah like? So Tamanta Ninan, we learned over there, it doesn't mean over there, it means over here. But it means like this conversation happened elsewhere, and that's what the Yerushalmi does often, as we've seen. The Yerushalmi will quote the conversation from elsewhere verbatim. So it'll say the Mishnah there, but it really means the Mishnah here, because over there, it meant over here, which was there. So Taman Taninan, so the Mishnah is our Mishnah. So Orm Shadaf L'Tok Bar Shalmayim. Ava Mishavisha Meimav Meimav Mutarin. See, according to this version, you have the word Meimav twice. That was what the Meiri was talking about. It's clear that the water was what was ruined, not the barley. So if the water was ruined, Hadi Masnisa Mahi. Who was our Mishnah like? Who was our Mishnah like? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Rabbi Meir holds across the board, no sin tam levgam is aser. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan would have to say that our Mishnah is a Machlokas, meaning it's only like one opinion. Our Mishnah only fits according to Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Meir, he says, no, the Tam of Gam is Aser, and our Mishnah says it's Mutter. Our Mishnah says the barley that puts in a bad taste to the water is Mutter, and Rabbi Meir says Aser. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah has to be only like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Divrei Yaakov. But according to Reish Lakish, maybe our Mishnah could be like everyone. Because even Rabbi Meir agrees that if it's Pogim Bitchila, it's Mutter. So maybe that's the case of our Mishnah. It's Pogim Bitchila, and therefore even Rabbi Meir would agree. So that is the first view of the Gemara, that we apply the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Amar, Ilin Shmua Sahachar. Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, well, their Machlokas was describing our Mishnah. It was directly. It wasn't, the Beferish argued. It wasn't a Machlokas elsewhere that we're relating to here. No, they argued. Rabbi Yochanan Amar B'Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan said about our Mishnah, oh, that's a Machlokas, that's only going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, meaning Rabbi Shimon the Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bayachoy. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Divrei Yaakov. Rabbi Lakish says no, it's going like everyone, because Rabbi Meir agrees when it's Pogim B'Tchila that it is Mutter. So, notes in Tam Levgam is a huge topic. It's a big topic. It's a whole Simen in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Gimel. Simen Kuf Gimel in Yaredeya. The tour starts off. Kol davar shetaimo pagum. Eino oser ta'aruvaso. Anything that whose tam is negative, it does not aser. Meaning, even if it's a dvar iser, the tam doesn't aser. Again, like I said before, you could have a dvar iser that's pagum. That tastes bad, but that's the iser. But unless it got ruined, if it tastes good and then it got ruined, that's eino roi lachil anymore. Then even the iser could be mutter. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur says. Called avashat tam opagam eino oser daruvuso. V'yafilu ein tam opagam machmas atzmo shebifnei atzmo hu mutam u'mushubach. Right. Then there's many details to notes in the Nablav Gam, but he says even if the tam itself is not pagam, it's just that when you add it to the other things, the connection and the way that they affect each other make it into giving off a tam pagum, that's also mutter. It doesn't have to be inherently pagum. Ela shepogim ta'aruvaso, kugon yayin nesach, shenafal, ato grisin, shayayin ba'atzma hu tov, el shepogim agrisim, mutter. That's what the Torah says. It's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch after. And then the Torah continues, and though says, upagam zeh, based on the Gemara, eino tzarach sheyifgom legamrei, achi hekatz la'achlo. It doesn't have to be totally disgusting that you will not eat it. Pagum totally. Pagum means negative direction. making things worse. That's what pogam means, right? El afilu pogim ksas eina osa taruvuso. Even if it's pogim a little bit, right? We know that we call what's called not ben yomo after 24 hours. We call that nosin tam lefgam. So every time you use a pot that was used 24 hours ago and now it's going to put a taste in, it's disgusting. You can't eat it. No, we assume halachically that's just a negative taste given off. That's nosin tam lefgam, not totally pogum, but it's nosin tam lefgam, right? And therefore, it would be. That's why it is usser, right? That's the tour in the Shulchan Aruch later. Also, quote this what I just said. Kol kedera sheina bas yoma chashiva taima lefgam ve'ena oseres. That is the first shaila that first question that any rabbi asks the questioner whenever it is a yoredeya shaila. I put the fork into the meat and I cook this and the noodles and the. So basically, as I heard a Rav recently say, almost you could always say it's mutter unless there was an onion, right? That's basically as long as there was no onion there, you're in a different world. Once there's an onion, so then there's more to think about. But the first question is going to be: was the pot used within the last 24 hours for the opposite? You stuck a milk fork into a hot hamburger. Okay, was the fork used within the past 24 hours for hot milkshakes? Right, that's always the shaila. That's the shaila that's asked to the shaila, because once you get it into the world of nosi tam lefgam, what are we learning? Mutter. We're asking mutter at least b'di'eved. At least b'di'eved. Right, you can't use a milchik pot, even not ben yomo, to cut fleishiks in. Right, lechatchila. B'di'eved, if you did, it's not going to aser, because nosi tam lefgam cannot aser. Right, that is the rule. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah say. Kol kedera sheina bas yoma chashiva tamal of gam ve'ena oseres. It does not aser. Umikri bas yoma kol zman. So what's bas yoma? What is bas yoma? Major machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim. Rashi sounds like you need a night time. You need night. Right? Which is lechumra and lekula. That might mean, what if it's 10 o'clock in the morning? 10 o'clock in the morning. So that would then be less than, by the time the night passes, it'll be less than 24 hours. Let's say the morning is at 6 a.m. So even less than 24 hours is going to be no Saint Tam Lefgam. But what if it's like 4 o'clock in the morning? You might need an entire night to pass by. So then it'll be more than 24 hours. That sheet does Rashi. Mashmi Dever. Rashi, the Beis Yosef quotes it here. Rashi, Delinas Laila Pogemes, Velo Be'inan Me'is Leis, Vedavka She'oda Amda Kala Laila Belo Bisho. But generally, we assume that it means 24 hours. 24 hours, that's what the Torah quotes. You need 24 hours. And then there's a shiloh. What if you used it for pariv within 24 hours? Does that ruin it? Does that mean 24 hours? You didn't use it for fleishiks in the past 24 hours. What if you used it for boiling hot water within 24 hours? Does that ruin your count of 24 hours? That's a discussion in the tour here. But this is Nosim Tam Lefgam. What is the Svara? Why Nosim Tam Lefgam is Mutter, is not Osir? That's a Machlokas here. The Beis Yosef quotes in Sif Aleph. Machlokas Rash Baran. Is it because the Pogum taste is not called Tam? Or is it is called tam, but I'm not getting any hana'ah from it. And that's why it's mutter. Two different ways to formulate it, the kubinaf kaminis. It's not called tam. The chiddush of tam ki ikr, of no saint tam, is only when it is a positive tam. If it's not a positive tam, it's not called a halachic taste. Taste means good. Or do you say, no, it is a taste. It is a taste. But if you're not getting any hana'ah from it, because it's bad, so then that's not usr. That's not going to be usser. So that's the two ways that are formulated in the tour in the Beis Yosef here. Kol she'ena ru'i lager, kima she'eno nanam and iser, hitira Torah. Since you're not getting a hana'ah from it, the Torah maters it, right? Or kol de'ika purta pagam shari, v'yafogav she'nosin tam lefgam in nevela, v'chulu, he continues, it's not called tam. Okay, so this is all nosin tam lefgam, big topic. And again, it's as we said, even if it's pogim because of another ingredient, it's going to be mutter. Oh, there is an interesting machlokas, Rishonim, that the Shulchan Aruch has an opinion that if you add, let's say, a dvar iser, and it's also tam lefgam, so it's going to be mutter. But what if you add so much of it so that the quantity of what you have, even though it tastes worse now, maybe overrides the fact that it tastes worse. Because if you have 5 gallons of this, you get more hanah from it than having 2 gallons, even though it might taste better. So is that no sin of gam aser? Right? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran that if the iser is so large that it increases, so then maybe it could be that it is aser. In that case, interesting. So that might depend on whether the issue is the hana issue or that it's not tam. That's a nafkamina. If it's not tam, it's not tam, and therefore it's going to be mutter no matter how much you put in. If the issue is, well, you're not getting hana because there's a worse taste, so then if you put in so much that it overrides the fact that it is a worse taste, so then maybe it would be aser. So that could be a nafkamina between the two formulations. Okay, adka nosin tam lufgam. Now we get to the next major sugya. Says the Mishnah. Harode pas chama. Right, if somebody is, right, it's quoted in Avodah Zarah, quoted in Psachim in the Bavli, somebody takes a boiling hot challah. Vinasna api chavish shel yayin, shel truma. I have a barrel of truma, and I want my truma, maybe, I want my challah to get a little aroma, or, you know, smell, taste. So I'll put it on top of my hot barrel of oil. Not hot barrel, cold barrel of oil. The oil is oil. Wine. Right? You have a barrel of wine, cold barrel of wine, and I take my hot challah that just came out of the oven on top of the barrel. The barrel has no cover. And I put it on. So now what happens when you put something hot on top? So that somehow is going to maybe draw out the wine. And then maybe my challah is going to have the status of truma now. That's called maybe Zeya, right? There's two sugyas in Yaradeya, in Kashrus, Recha and Zeya, right? Recha is dry aroma. Zeya is steam. So if there's anything hot, liquid involved, so there's going to be steam there. Those are two sugyas. Zeya and Recha. Recha is in the Gemara, in the Bavli. Recha is in Psachim. Whether Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. Right? The Gemara there talks about if you have two meats cooking in the oven at once or next to each other. You have Shechted meat and you have Nevela meat. So are they going to affect each other? That's meat. That's solid. That's a Machlokas Rav and Levi. Rav says, or the Tanakhama says there, that's Aser. Levi says, it's going to be Mutter. Why? Because Levi says, Recha Ba'alma Huva Recha La Milsahi. There was no touch. I have two things cooking in the oven at the same time, but they're dry. That's the sugya of Recha. Zeya is not in Shas, Bavli, right? That's based on a tshuva of the Rush, putting together a Mishnah in Machshirin and a Mishnah in Trumos, right here. So it says the Mishnah, Harod depaschama v'dasav yachav eshal yayin shal truma, Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says, your challah now has the status of truma. Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't. Does not have the status of Truma. Rabbi Meir, well, interesting, the Mara Fulda here uses the Lashon of Recha. Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. But again, this is, there is liquid involved. You might say, but it's the Truma Isser is what's hot. But we're going to talk about what if the Isser is hot. Rabbi Yossi Matir b'shal chita b'ozer b'shal sa'orim b'nei sha'asorim sho'eves. Rabbi Yossi thinks that it's mutter by wheat, but usher by barley, because barley bread, that draws out the, draws the liquid into it. So barley and wheat have different properties. So that is one sugya. Let's just continue for a moment or two. Taner shi siku b'kamen shal truma. We remember ovens in the days of old, you had to put in certain types of fuel, certain types of wood in order to heat it up. So what if I, in the wood that I'm burning with, right, I have, I'm cooking something in the oven, and in the bottom I put in firewood, basically, of truma. So now the fire, the wood, the aroma, the smoke, you know, goes into whatever's in the oven. Says the Mishnah, the bread is still mutter. The bread is not called truma. Shame tam kamon el reach kamon. There's no taste in there. It's just the reach. It's just the smell. And the Rashi says, and truma is not usher bahana'a to a Yisrael. A truma is only usher to eat, right? Not to get hana from. And therefore, no problem. So it smells like truma, that's okay. I'm allowed to smell truma if I'm Yisrael. I'm just not allowed to eat truma. And therefore, the Mishnah says it is okay. Good. Let's just, I guess, continue a little more, and then we'll talk about Recha and Zaya. Amar Rabbi Zeira Bon Kumi Rabiane. I asked this question. So our Mishnah spoke about if you take the challah and you put it directly onto the barrel, right? There was no cover on the barrel. Nas Nisanopi Magufas Chavis Mahu. What if there was a porous cover on the barrel? Not like like a cover of a pot like we have. Right? We have, let's say you have a pot, like we have a metal pot with a metal cover, put something on top, we assume nothing goes through. Right? Nothing could go through. You can make the pot cover trafe if you put something hot on it. But we don't assume that anything goes through the pot cover. But here, we're not talking about those kind of covers. Unless we're talking about some type of earthenware or clay type of cover. So I put something on that, so it's kind of porous. So does that, would the same halacha apply? You didn't put the challah on top of the open barrel, but you put it on top of the cover. So mahu, amar lon, yagad alav reyo. So that's a pasuk in Eov, but that means let its friend, right, reyo is the friend, let its friend tell you. That's a phrase that's used in Rishonim, Achronim, to mean, well, look at what's right next to it, then you'll learn the halacha. Yagad alav reyo. Sometimes you'll have that in Hilchas Nida. But if you look at part of this stain, maybe that'll help you out with this part of the stain. Or you look at this sif in Shulchan Aruch, it'll tell you that's the phrase that's used many times in poskim. So here, Rabbi Yonai says, Yagad alav reyo. Ma yagad alav reyo. What is he talking about? Rabbi Yossi explains, Am Rabbi Yossi kada tatanin taman. Because the Mishnah Machshirin. The Mishnah Machshirin has a principle, so we're going to apply that principle to the Mishnah here in Trumas. What's the Mishnah Machshirin? Chavis Malaya Peros. Remember, what's Machshirin about? Fruit have to become wet with one of the seven liquids in order for it to be Mukhshar L'Kabal Tuma. So what happens if you have a barrel of fruit, and you take that barrel of fruit, Unisunu L'Toch HaMashkin, and you have a huge bowl of water, and maybe, let's say you want to keep your fruit cold. They didn't have refrigerators in those days. So you take your barrel of fruit, and you float it in this big barrel of cold water. Big barrel of cold water. Do we assume that the water, the moisture, went through the barrel onto the fruit, and now the fruit are mukshal kabal tuma? So it's the same kind of idea. We're talking about taste transfer in our Mishnah, but here in the Machshirin, we're talking about at least moisture transfer. So do we assume that if you have the fruit inside the water, or the opposite? Osha malaya mashkin unesunu l'tocha peros. Or the other way, you have a big thing of fruit, and I'm going to put a cold water bottle, so to speak, a cold barrel of water inside the fruit. Do we assume, and the Mishnah says there, hokshar, the liquid goes through. It goes through. So we compare. Kamo dat amar taman. Just like we say over there, by the fruit, or that's what we say, so we compare it, and therefore that's Yagad alav reyo, and therefore we assume the taste went through the porous cover. But now, once we're comparing it to Machshirin, so we're going to limit it to be similar to Machshirin. Kamodat amar taman v'ushia mashkin nogin b'chavis. Over there, the liquid and the fruit are mamish touching the cover. Right? You put the barrel into, let's say the first case, you put the barrel of fruit into the water, so the water is touching the barrel and the fruit is touching the barrel. So v'hachahusha tehei, switch the girsa, yayin nogas b'megufa. The case must be where there's no airspace. If you want to really compare it to that Mishnah Machshirin, the barrel must be totally full up to the brim, up to the top of the cover, and then you have the challah on top to make it exactly parallel. So just like by Machshirin, we say the liquid goes through, there's no space in between the liquid and the what's on either side. So too, that's what must be our case. So there can't be any air space in the barrel. And the other way, Amar Rabbi Mana Umina. And also the other way. Kamada Tamar Vahusha Yehei. We switch the words. Ha peros nogin b'chavis atzma. Just like over there, the fruit are touching the barrel itself. So basically, not just is the wine touching, but also the fruit, there's no air above. What do you mean above? Right, the poskim talk about, let's say you have right above your oven. Above your oven, sometimes people have things hanging in their kitchen. They'll have, let's say, spoons or ladles hanging in their kitchen. So what might happen, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, let's say I have chicken, boiling hot chicken soup. So I open the chicken soup, I want to check the chicken soup, and all of a sudden the steam flies up out of the chicken soup. Boom! And it goes onto and it makes the spoons hanging above the oven wet and moist from hot liquid. That's an issue. That's an issue, but that's an example of airspace. That's airspace. So do we assume maybe it cools down in the middle? But that's what our Mishnah says. It's that our Gemara says, if you're comparing our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Machshirin, it's got to be no airspace on either side. No airspace on the bottom of the barrel, no airspace on the top of the barrel. That's the parallel of whether it would transfer through a cover only if it's touching. Only if it's touching. Period. Let's just do a drop more, and then we'll talk about it a little more. Milsa de Amrafi Lubitsonenes. Is this even if it's, maybe it applies even if it's cold. Even if things are cold. Right? Rabbi Yanai said, this is a statement. See the Mara Folda? Milsa de Rabbi Yanai Amrafi Lubitsonenes. Even by cold, if it's cold bread, not just hot bread. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bob Bitsonenes Aviyuvda. Yeah, there was a whole story, and even by cold, the Poskin Paskin that it goes through. Vatanina chama, but our Mishnah says hot. What does our Mishnah say? Pas chama. Hot. So Amar Rav Chisda, no. Rav Chisda says that means even hot, not only hot. Shelo tomar hoel vahevel kovesh yehe mutter. You might have thought that if something is hot, it kind of prevents liquid from getting into it. Kind of puts up a shield. And if it's hot, then you might have thought that it prevents it from going in. Right, the Ma'ara Fulda says, you might have thought the hevel yotzim in apas, the steam coming out of the bread, hot bread, koveshes hareach shelo yikanes papas. Right, the chiddush is, no, that even if it's hot, it's going to go in. That's what our Mishnah says, but it can even be by cold. Stop there for a moment. So again, Recha and Zeya are big topics. So again, Recha is aroma, and that's already a machlokes in the Gemara in the Psachim Daf Ayin Vav. Recha milsa, recha la milsa. We paskin. What are we paskin by recha? We paskin recha milsa lachadchila, but recha la milsa b'diavad. Right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yeradei Asim in Kuf Ches. That lachadchila one shouldn't cook even too dry, meaning not soup. Two dry things next to each other in one oven. Let's say kosher or non-kosher. Right, kosher and non-kosher things open next to each other. One shouldn't do that. L'chadchila, but b'dievet, if one did, it's still kosher. Because we don't assume recha, if it's just aroma and not steam, we assume b'dievet, it is okay. Again, if one is covered, there's nothing to talk about. Then for sure it's okay. But if they're both open, if you did it, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Ein sol in basar ksheira in basar nevela. O shall behem b'tmeya b'taner echad. V'yalei shei nogin ze bazeh. V'im salon, hare ze mutter. Right, that is recha. Zeya is different. Zeya is steam. Again, that's not in Shaz Bavli. That's based on the tshuva of the Rush. Tshuva's a Rush, klal chaf, simen chavav. So he talks about this. He has the case. Sha'alta al ilfis choleves. A milchik pat. Im yicholon laseis lamata bekira tachas kederish al basar. Let's say they had in those days maybe one pot on top of another one. You have fire on the bottom and you had two layers, two levels. So you had to put a open milchik soup underneath a fleshik pot of something, both open. So that was the question the Rush was asked. So again, do we assume the steam from the bottom one goes up? So, nir elisha usser, viafilu bidieved imna ase hayisi oser hakadera, ki hazeya haola min ha'ilfis hu kamo chalav. Because it goes up, so it's like chalav, and he quotes a Mishnah in Machshirin, that we didn't quote here, that has that discussion, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. One pot under another, and the steam rises, it goes into the upper kli. Is this a din d'oraisa, din d'rabanan discussion? But this only issue is by liquids. Only by liquids. There's no zeya by solids. And the Rama adds in Simin Sadi Beis, it's only if the steam was hot when it touched the other item. If by the time the steam touched the other item, it cooled off, then it just needs to be rinsed off. So like the example I gave before, the Rama says, if you have hanging things above the oven, you have to see if, you know, put your hand up there. By the time this, you know, is your hand and open the chicken soup pot, is that going to burn your hand? Could be that by the time it gets even a few, you know, a little bit above, it's not going to be boiling hot by the time it gets there. So then it just has to be rinsed. It has liquid on it that was fleshic liquid, but it just has to be rinsed. Good. The big issue is, and we're not going to get into the Lamaisa totally now, and that is, how does this relate to our ovens? Are our ovens better? Are our ovens worse? So some poskim say that our ovens are very small, and it's very chamor, very chamor. Another poskim say, no, our ovens are, you know, burnt very hot. You burn anything, any steam that goes in the air is going to be, you know, burned up. And the shaila is, how many ovens? If you want to cook milchiks in your fleishig oven, what do you have to do? Different poskim have different shitas. You have to wait 24 hours. Do you have to kasher it in between? Could you just wait till it cools off? But again, this is the issue of recha. I'm not getting into any halacha lemaisa, just bringing up the issue. Okay, a little bit more. Says the Gemara. We take out the word kama. Rishim ben Lakish Omer. Mayim osin peros, umashkin ein osin peros. So what in the world does that mean? All the poskim wonder, right? Some of the poskim in the back say, ein lo havana. Right, what does this mean? But we'll go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky and other Mefarshim. Just related to what we were just talking about before. Which liquids get through? Porous covers. So mayim osin peros, Rish Lakish says water gets through. Mashkin ein osin peros. Other liquids are too thick. They don't get through the porous cover. And if he says that, then dala sometimes means, remember, da ella, this is only Reb Yehuda. So is Reish Lakish talking like Reb Yehuda? Would Reish Lakish not go like Rov Deus, like Rebbe Meir in our Mishnah? Reb Meir in our Mishnah says, Oser, Reb Meir Aser is even by other liquids. He's talking about wine. And we compare our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Machshirin. So the Gemara said, no. El or Shem and Lakish, Omer. No, it doesn't mean that only water goes through. Mayim osin peros v'chaserin. Water goes through, and then the volume of water is lessened. That's what Reish Lakish meant. Umashkin osin peros v'ena chaserin. Other liquids go through, but somehow it goes through without lessening the volume of that liquid itself. Right? So Reish Lakish is saying, even Rebbe Meir and like Rove. Right? Reish Lakish could even be like Rebbe Meir. Why? Because Reb Yehuda is the one that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emashkinos and Peiris Kalikir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no liquid goes through. But Reish Lakish never said that. Reish Lakish says, all liquids go through, but only water is the one that has its volume minimized by the water going through, and not the other liquids. But Reish Lakish's comment then could be like Rove Shitas, like Rabbi Meir, and not like this Rabbi Yehuda. Period. That was Reish Lakish. What does Rabbi Yochanan say about this? We'll have to wait until next time. Okay, we will stop here.